This is not just another golf podcast. This is Golf Underground. This is Golf Underground. We just happen to be the third funniest podcast in golf. We interview PGA Tour pros, Hall of Fame athletes, rock stars, business leaders. Sure, we talk about golf, but we have fun. All right, let's do it. Welcome to Golf Underground. Now your hosts, Wardo, Sully, and MLB Hall of Famer, George Brett.
Thanks for joining the Golf Underground. Now, the Golf Underground is brought to you by Star Companies, KC. Experience a more energy efficient and comfortable home with Star's insulation services. Regain functional medicine. Feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Regal Distributing, specializing in the distribution of food service and professional cleaning supplies to a variety of industries. Cowell Insurance, providing brokerage and risk management services for over 25 years. Sono Orthopedics, care plans backed by research and clinical results tailored perfectly to individual needs. Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia, where you'll score a double eagle on your next car or truck. Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Lewisburg Ford, nobody sells more F-150s than Lewisburg Ford. And Celebrity Greens, put a custom PGA caliber putting green in your backyard for the ultimate golf experience. Now, onto the program. Right. Hey, welcome to Golf Underground ESPN Radio. We are not in the stable. We are in the international headquarters of the Precise Selling Company. You're looking there at Kevin Ward. He's sitting there in the. You look like you're in some fancy English castle with that your little candles behind you.
I got tequila to my left, tequila to my right, the whole deal. So I got exciting. A little teaser for a show coming up. Little Oakmont Country Club. We're going to have Mr. Bob Ford on the show, who's the head pro there, and Seminole, which are two top 10 in the country.
I would say. Well, you know, it sounds to me like we should have a liver doctor on to assist you, but we don't have a liver doctor today, my friend Ford. In fact, we've got the Midwest's greatest orthopedic surgeon / sports fixer-upper. His name is Dr. Kevin Whitty from one of our sponsors, Sono Orthopedics. And we're excited. We got Doc on here. And, of course, he's got a big board meeting up coming up. Normally, we keep a lot people on for an hour and a half, but not today. He's got things to do. So we got to get right to it, Wardo. Last week was a big injury to our man, Patrick Mahomes, for the during the Jacksonville Jags game. And everyone's freaking out. And, of course, you know, what do we think? It's got to be someone to fix him, but there's not a lot of time to fix him. But we could get great advice, maybe some insight about what this high ankle sprain injury is all about. So my man, Dr. Kevin Whitty, agreed he's going to give us a little inside scoop. So, Kev, great to see you, brother.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me on. I feel privileged to get back on the show again. So much fun. And I agree. Wordo looks awful fancy there. He's somewhere. Fancy and
I'm far from it. I had to rush home to get on this bad boy. I'm dog sitting for my wife's out of town, so I had to let the dogs out.
Oh yeah, well
it's important stuff. So yeah, well, I apologize that I don't have as much time. I scheduled this one. I didn't realize we had a board meeting, but
worries.
I just noticed the what Wardo has in the background is the tequila.
Little Clase Azul.
Yeah, I see that.
So, all right. Well, let's
talk to us about Mahomes' injury and what you see and what obviously there's going to be some limitations. But talk to us if he's going to be able to play on this thing.
Yeah, he's looking good as far as, saw him on his we was talking to the press yesterday after the practice. He walked up without a boot, walked up with minimal limp. Honestly, when I first saw the injury, I was worried about one is his knee and his MCL, and then obviously worried about the ankle. And then they took him out, they x-rayed it was negative. But you talk about a high ankle sprain, it's there's a ligament between the fibula, the small bone in the lower leg, and then the tibia, the bigger bone that make up the ankle. And there's a big ligament called the syndesmotic ligament that goes between. And if you if you have a high ankle sprain, it means that you've stretched that, you know, and the sprain's like any other sprain anywhere else, you know, grade one, you've kind of injured it. Grade two, it's stretched out. You might've torn a few fibers. In grade three, you've really torn it. And obviously he wasn't a grade three. He didn't have a broken bone. But it still is going to be painful, you know, and it's these high ankle sprains keep people out for a long time for some instances. I think it was a couple years ago that Christian McCaffrey missed most of the season because of a high ankle sprain, but that's due to different levels. So Mahomes looks like he's doing pretty good. He's doing better than what I expected as far as watching him move around on when they're showing him on TV. He's not going to be 100%. I originally say, he might be 70, 75%. I think he's going to be more 80, 85%. I think he's doing pretty well. And, you know, reports today were that he did pretty well, better than expected. He said he felt better than expected when he practiced today.
So do you think he's going to have trouble? Yeah. We have trouble pushing off his right foot, his trail foot for throwing. I saw a little bit of that in the game last weekend.
Yeah. So the difference, he had a high ankle sprain a couple years ago on his left, but that's not the leg he pushes off to throw. He's a right-handed thrower. So he uses that right leg to push off with. So it is a little bit different than before. So this will bother him a little bit more, but that's going to be the question. How mobile is he and how easily can he, you know, put all the pressure he needs to on that right leg to zing the ball out there. And, you know, he throws off balance half the time, one-legged, you know, jump throw. And so he's pretty creative, but it'll be interesting to see how well he can do that with this kind of what I call his dominant leg for throwing.
We might have to add him more jump passes down around the goal line for him so that he doesn't have to push off as much.
Yeah,
like exactly.
Last week.
The two-legged jump
pass. There's nothing loose in there. Like when you think of ligaments around the knee, right? That if you blow an ACL, like when I blew mine, that thing was like a noodle, right? There's none of that, right? It's just pain.
Well, and that's the question. Like it doesn't appear to be, because on X-ray, if he had a really loose ligament, like he'd have torn it, you would have seen the bones widen out. That ankle joint space would have been abnormal, and that they would have been a little more protective of. So, you know, if he's a grade 1-2 sprain, there's nothing loose floating around, but you got to protect it. Like I said, he's going to be sore. So they're going to tape him up. I'm sure they're going to tape him up like a cast almost and, you know, keep that protected. But now, yeah, nothing.
What about for pain? So can you just deaden the hell out of that thing? And of course, there'll be downsides after, right? Because his body won't be protecting him. But, I'm assuming after this game, he'd feel like crap anyway. But can you juice him up?
Well, I mean, you can do some stuff to kind of numb a joint up. I mean, you could do some local numbing medication. You know, probably wouldn't recommend that, but to help him with the pain, you could. You can do the anti-inflammatories. You can do a bunch of stuff to kind of numb the area, but he's going to want to have the sensation, he's going to have the feel, so you got to be careful doing that too.
So if you were his doc on the team, of course it's different, right? I mean, if you're the doc on the Chiefs and they come to you and say, hey, listen, it's not Patrick Mahomes, what do we do here versus these decisions we got to make in a multi-billion dollar business, how big's the variance between what a doctor should be telling him versus this situation?
That's a great question. So, I mean, it's Mahomes for one, like he's not going to want to come out. I mean, he's a competitor and, you know, you got to have him. And so you've got this multi-million dollar athlete that you got to protect for several years. I think you got to be cautious in what you tell him. You're going to be a lot more protective rather than, you know, somebody, you know, that's not going to cost you as much money. But the team's going to handle it the right way. They're going to protect him, whether it's now or for the long run. You saw that with Andy Reid forcing him to go back and get the X-ray. He didn't want to. He was on the sidelines and he didn't want to go get an X-ray because I'm guessing he honestly wasn't sure whether it was broken or not.
Right.
And he didn't want to go back into the locker room until Andy Reid forced him and said, hey, you're not going out there until you go back and get an X-ray. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to do the right thing, but you're definitely going to be more cautious. That's why they made him go get the X-ray. They weren't going to take a risk and say, you know, because he could have made it much worse if he had gone out there and, you know, he had a little break in the fibula or something and made things worse.
Right. Well, I hope things are good. It's wild. I'm looking at the money line. It's, you know, of course the Bengals are favorites, and I don't know. I spoke to a guy today, you know, the guy I've known for a little bit, who was Mark Donovan's roommate back at Brown University. Yeah. And so he was texting with Donovan, you know, the president of the Chiefs yesterday.
Yeah.
And he told Donovan, he said, "Hey, I just saw on Twitter that the fans of Cincinnati are calling Arrowhead Burrowhead."
Yeah.
Right. So they're really getting cocky. So my God, and I love it. I mean, what's your prediction here? Because you're down about 1 minute before your meeting. What do you think is going to go down?
Oh, I think I honestly think Chiefs win by 3.
All right, that's good. Either way, you'd win money. So go ahead, go to Lisa Kearney's FanDuel.com at Wardo. Place your FanDuel order.
Yeah. I mean, Lisa Kearney's a looker, but our current guest, I mean, geez, he's almost as pretty as Lisa.
No, not even close. But you know, and I think Mahomes, without a doubt, is going to play. We'll see how mobile he is. You know, for me, a lot of it comes down to the defense this week.
Yeah.
You know, can we put any pressure on Burrow? You know, I think that is pretty good motivation for the team, though. Burrowhead Stadium. That's interesting.
Yeah. Doesn't it piss you off?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As a longtime Kansas City guy, yeah, it makes you mad.
No kidding.
You know, the one thing that they – after that game last week for Cincinnati, the Bills, is just like their defense was incredible. So that's one thing that worries me a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Making plays, turnovers. I get it. It was snowy, but, I mean, both teams were – but it was – that defense was pretty damn impressive.
Yeah. Well, let's hope we have a – yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was listening to somebody talk about that earlier, how the – you know, when it's snowy and it's slick and it's wet and you're trying to get traction, that it actually favors the offensive lineman a little more than the defensive lineman. And mm-hmm. So they're talking about, you know, maybe cold this week, but we won't have to deal with the slick weather. So hopefully our defensive line can do a little better job against Cincinnati's offensive line, which isn't full strength.
Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah. All right. Well, Doc, go meet with the blue suits, the big wigs. Tell them everything they need to hear to understand Sano Orthopedics, the best. If you got any sports injuries, hey, you want to keep that body healthy, make sure you check out Sano Orthopedics, SanoOrthopedics.com. Kevin Whitty, the greatest in the Midwest. Kev, would you join us maybe after? Maybe we do a recap next week and see how things went. If you know, because we're going to talk about that leg going into the Super Bowl, baby.
I'd love to.
Tell my boy Matt Daggett what's up. He's got to start practicing golf.
I will. I'll let him know that he needs to work on that swing. he's got to do something about it.
Love it.
But
all right, Kev. Take care.
Sorry for sure. But yeah, let's do it again soon.
All right.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye bye. So, Wardo, what's your prediction?
I think it's going to be a really tough game. Close. I'm thinking Chiefs by 7. It's going to come down to probably a couple special teams plays. And then as long as Mahomes has 1.5 legs, I think we got a chance.
Yeah.
I like the cold. I like, obviously, since he came out that cold weather win, but we'll be fired up. Arrowhead will be rocking, and we're going to win by a touchdown.
Are you going to go to the game?
Yeah, we're going back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm told I'm going, I'm going. If I'm told I'm not going, I'm sitting at home.
It would be Turtle telling you you're getting off the cozy couch to go stand in 12 degree weather.
The father of Turtle has quite a few of these tickets, and I think I told him, you know, if you want to sell them versus me, go ahead and unload them.
Oh, yeah, good. Well, we're still looking for tickets, so tell Turtle's dad that I make me a nice deal, and maybe we'll sit right next to you. All right, let's take a commercial break. Give me time to go grab myself a nice Añejo tequila. Come on back here on a Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
Guys, as the male body ages, testosterone levels steadily decline, and your body's become increasingly unable to produce healthy levels of the primary male hormone, testosterone. At Regain Functional Medicine, we can help you regain your quality of life with testosterone replacement therapy. TRT improves brain function, sleep cycles, heart health, performance, and overall body composition so you can feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Visit us today at ifeelmuchbetter.com. Regain Functional Medicine, with locations in Lawrence and Leawood. Regain is better.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Brian Sullivan from the Golf Underground here with a little good news. And that good news is that even double-digit handicappers like me can occasionally make a double eagle. All right, maybe not on a golf course, but even guys like me can score when buying a new car or truck. I'm talking about two stores, two brothers, and four generations, treating customers just like family. I'm talking about our buddies at Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia. With these guys, you'll always score two under, with double the inventory and double the customer satisfaction. That's the Bobsite Double Eagle. Now, Bobsite offers a wide selection of vehicles and promise to make the car buying process as quick and as hassle-free as possible. Now, whether you have poor credit, no credit, or maybe a first-time car buyer, you can trust Bobsite Ford, and Bobsite Independence Kia will get you into the car or truck you choose with professionalism and attention to your needs. So go visit our buddies at Bobsite.com, but only if you're looking for a vehicle that makes you feel like a U.S. Open champion.
Hey, welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Wardo and Sully, our man Dr. Kevin Witte, had to go take care of very important things with his board. Sano Orthopedics really is, the guy's the best. I live out here at Loch Lloyd. I think every human I know has either had a meniscus fixed or, you know, something from Kevin, and ACLs and shoulders and hands. And so check him out, Sano Orthopedics. I wish he had his hands on Mahomes when it's all done, because he's the best. All right, so Wardo, you do a lot of traveling. And I never really know where you're going. I just, like, randomly it pops up. Like, oh, I was in the Arizona.
Well, it's like the last time I saw you in Dallas in the airport, and then you're I'm in Dallas. I'm like, I'm in Dallas, and then it's like,
yeah.
So you're a mystery man too.
Yeah. Well, this is funny. I was coming back from Denver yesterday after doing one of my day and a half seminars, and I get on the plane in Denver, and I see to my left on the aisle right next to me none other than Cowell Insurance Group's Mr. Lance Cowell.
Of course, coming back from vacation skiing in Vail.
That's right. See, he's helping so many people with his insurance. He's, you know, I mean, you make money when you're really good at your job. And so, yeah, he was with his daughters and did a little skiing. So you had a recent trip down to Orlando for the big PGA show, the big convention, like, where it's just a bunch of golf nerds hanging out, all geeking out. I can imagine how much.
Yeah. So the show is actually going on right now. I went down on the front end, and I'll change my itinerary next year a little bit, but there was a teaching and coaching summit down there for basically 2 days of instructors talking through theories and whatnot, and how they coach and what they do with their players. There was some good, a lot on the mental side, to believe it or not. Performance, one topic was on, what was it? What was basically golf trauma. And so a lot of stuff, a little more on the mental side. It didn't get as deep as I like to geek out on the golf swing, but that's okay. I learned some things, shook some hands with some good guys, booked us a couple nice guests. But I think the golf industry is just still buzzing. So I think, you know, the show's going on now. So simulators, you know, training aids, practice, all these different things with tech. Yeah. And so there's just a lot of cool stuff going on in the industry right now. And it just doesn't seem to be slowing down too much.
So what did you learn on the mental side and why is that a focus right now?
I don't know. I'm still a little perplexed why none of these instructors that are the best in the world would like show. I didn't see one case study. Like, here's Brian Sullivan's swing in 2020 and here's his swing now. And here's what I did to fix it. I did not see that one time. So I was, That was super disappointing for me. Cause like, that's how my mind works, is how do we help people get better? And it was a lot of guys kind of standing up there and they might've been directed that way a little bit. But at the end of the day, I just thought it was a little superficial in terms of, you know, getting into the weeds a little bit. I mean, it's kind of fun to have an instructor that's top, you know, 100 in the country stand up and expose himself a little bit and have people ask questions. It's how we all get better.
But what type of stuff are they saying? So the mental side, is it just like, what is it?
You know,
if you're a top instructor, you got a lot to say, and they're not necessarily mental health experts. They're like
Morikawa's guy, this guy named Rick Sessinghouse, really good guy, seemed great, but not once did he address golf swing. He just talked about their mental approach, and it's called flow code. That's my version of, and your version of, in the zone. He just kind of went on about how they mentally prep for events and, you know, all that. And again, it's kind of cliche, right? One shot at a time and be in the zone and all that. But so there's some good takeaways. It was just I don't know, they're very good on the coaching side and all that, but in the mental side, but not too deep on the instructional piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you wonder what's causing that, you know. You know, without getting too hokey or deep, you know, mental health issues people have talked about way more since COVID. And it's funny how it's bleeded into everywhere, right? It's bleeded into corporations. It's bleeding into sports like this. And you know, not to discount the importance of it, obviously the mental part and getting in the zone is important in golf and even in business. But I'm always looking for like nuggets, like what's a usable thing I can do, whether, you know, it's what you teach for golf is, okay, do this, repeat mm-hmm. this. Like I do it for salespeople, do this, repeat this. And it's probably weird for guys like you and I, cause we're process guys and mental health wise, I don't know how, like what you repeat. And I'm sure it exists. I'm sure pre-golf or pre-shot routine plays into this. But Do you find anything like here's the template?
I think everybody's so individualized, especially when it comes to the mind and how people learn and how people learn from their mistakes. And so it's like, you know, there's a lot of different things we could do pre-shot routine wise, or how we react to being in a tough situation, or do we have anxiety on the first tee and all these different things. But at the end of the day, it's like, everybody handles those a little different. Everybody works on those a little different. And maybe you might gain confidence from practicing, where I gain confidence by playing with the boys and winning a Nassau or whatnot. And so, again, the game is so, there's no one template. And in my opinion, there's no one perfect swing or swing model. I think biomechanics, movement, body types, body styles all play into this for our game here.
Well, and I think that probably applies to mental state too, right? So if we take let's take a Robert Streb, right? If you asked a Robert Streb, local Kansas City guy who's won a couple times on tour, tell me about your mental state going into it. You know him. He'd be like, I don't know. I don't really overthink it. I grip it like a baseball bat and I hit it, right? My sense is, unless there's a whole bunch going on in that brain that you and I don't know about, you know, and then you've got your buddy Woodland, who probably thinks a lot deeper and searches a lot more for the key to unlock that zone, right? And so, I don't know how you instruct. There can't be one size fits all to get in the mind of somebody to get the best out of them. But you get to see a whole bunch of different golfers. I mean, how you motivate one probably isn't the same as you motivate others, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think, there might be a kid that's a little down. I think Bill Self's probably one of the best in any sport, in any profession, about how to talk to his players, how to motivate his players. And he may treat, how he treated David McCormick might be completely different than how he treats DeJuan Harris or whatever. And so I think that there's just, that's part of coaching. And at the end of the day, that you got to figure out what resonates with your pupil or your client, and then figure out how to help them.
Yeah.
This morning, for example, I had a doctor that came in, and the doctor is, he does bariatrics and weight loss and all this. And I said, and he was getting frustrated. And I said, look, I have a template to help you get better, but this, you getting upset is similar to your patient, you giving them the template on how to lose weight and the steps they need to do or whatever, and them not doing it. I go, what's your tolerance? What's your tolerance for that patient when they come back and they're upset with lack of results? And he goes, okay, I get it.
Good one.
And it's like, if people want to be treated or want quote unquote performance, I will give it to them, but it's going to be their journey. But like, I'm giving them the guardrails to go from point A to point B. And I'm not there to make friends. I'm there to get people better, period, the end. Don't get me wrong. The more when you can look a guy in the face and say, look, here's how you are going to get better, and he respects that, and all of a sudden he goes from a 10 to an 8 to a 6, he's gonna want to be your friend.
That's right. Yeah.
And so, it's just, but for the amount of, it's all, we're a little bit past, we're just getting past all the New Year stuff, but it's still coming in of like what people want and what their expectations are. And everybody wants to chop their handicap in half. And I'm like, okay, so you're gonna that's like saying we're gonna double our sales but not change anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
it's
know.
True. Yeah, it's true. Your comment of you will want my friendship more. We will become friends once I do my job and add value to what you came here for, right? As opposed to let's become friends and then I'll show my worth. I that applies to everybody in business too, right? I spend my time teaching salespeople, and these guys who pick up the phone and call, hey, how's your day? Hey, how about those Kansas City Chiefs? Like, people don't need friends. They need people to help them. They will become friends with you once you help them. Hey, you just brought up Cameron McCormick, right?
Yep.
Who does he coach?
He works with Spieth. He works with a lot of guys, but Spieth's his main guy.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you 5 Cameron McCormick tips, and these tips apply to him, right? Whether you're the 28-year-old sales guy or the 65-year-old CEO. And his lessons were this. Number one, which was surprising to me, he said, get social. And he said, what's social? He said, yeah, you know what? I was one of these old codgers who said, social media, screw social media. And he said, now, even with Jordan, I say, certainly my job is to help your golf swing, but you got to get yourself out there, right? You control the content, get it out there. Number two, he said, advisors, mentors, and challengers. So surround yourself with really cool people who are going to make you better, right? And I'm assuming, I think one of the great benefits of the golf stable is you're not just going there, getting in a bay, having a guy teach you how to golf. You're surrounding, you look over to the left and there's 15 guys working out, pumping weights, doing sit-ups, right? Then you're sitting there maybe cracking a nice cocktail and you're talking to them, right? Honestly, like, you're surrounding and you meet people. So it's a great networking place. I love that. So find advisors and mentors. he talked a lot about communication skills. He said, I wish I was better at delivering my message. He said, I was never a great communicator. So I had to work on becoming a great communicator. Next one, he said, take the big swing in business. He said, don't stay in the status quo. Like, whatever you're doing right now, don't be afraid. Don't let fear get in the way of you just taking some crazy ass risk. And he said he should have taken more chances. And the last one, this is for you leaders, whether you're a leader in business or what are your church, whatever. He said, it's about awards and accolades. He said, don't worry about your awards and accolades. If you know, you'll know you're a leader when other people who you've coached are starting to get awards and accolades. And I know that kind of applies to you, right? When you have someone like Charlie, you know, who's on the Latin America tour, or you know, some of the guys who you've coached over the years, you get a little pumped up, right? When you see the leaderboard on Sunday and they're freaking killing it, right? I mean, that's got to make you feel good.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when you see your guys, whether it's, you know, a guy shot his career round, a guy hit 10 fairways, you know, I had Chase Hanna, he finished, I don't know, 40th last week, but I'm like, I was texting him before the final round when he was in Abu Dhabi, and I'm like, let's go. You can shoot 600 today easy in your sleep. And sure enough, when I woke up the next morning, because they're 12 hours ahead or whatever, he's freaking 6 under through 12 and kind of backs up a little bit coming in, but it makes a triple. But again, those are the things that, you know, why people and why teachers do what they do. Golf instructors, you know, when you're coaching and helping people, that's what gets you out of bed. And it's not, you know, I think McCormick said something about the rankings and this, that, and the other. Like, who cares at the end of the day? There's so much business and so much opportunity to go around. And on your opportunity there with social, you're right. Like, there was a guy that, probably the biggest takeaway I took away from this summit was there was a guy that from Canada that spoke on. He was in Canada. So his business went from, all right, I'm teaching X amount of lessons per week on the range. Okay, well, I've developed a social presence. And now, okay, flip, boom. Now I'm going to do online instruction. So he went from 90% in-person instruction and 10% online to the reverse.
Wow.
Like, quadrupled, you know, his sale, you know, his online stuff. And, you know, he put up, it was pretty cool. He put up exactly how he did. He's done what he did, like the dollar figures. And it's just impressive what, you pivot, right? And, you know, when you've got multiple, it's no different than any business. If you've got things that are value add and things that drive revenue, that's a pretty cool deal to help diversify a business, or this, for example, this guy's golf academy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. It's changed. And I, you know, I wrote an article, this is funny, which kind of takes us into the social thing. And I know maybe we're getting a little away from golf, but what the hell? I wrote an article, this was 12 years ago, and it was slamming social media. And the name of this article was called LinkedIn or Linked Out. And then all of it was slamming social media. And it was LinkedIn. It's a spot where everyone's more worried about their connections. But by the way, the loser who's got 2,000 connections, he couldn't have a beer with somebody, right? It's all phony crap, bunch of bullshit. And then I took 6 months where I said, you know what, maybe I'm just becoming an old codger. I'm going to take 15 minutes a day to connect with people in my industry. Just connect, and see how it goes. And as a result of that, my business blew up, right? So it was a great example of, you got to get outside of the way you're thinking now and think a little bit differently. Again, whether it's golf or in business, and no use fighting these tools that are out there. And it allows guys like you and I, you're a one-man coach, you know, you've got a team of people to help you around it. I'm a one-man band who's about to hire 4 trainers to go around the globe. But man, you get your message out. This applies to every business. You can't resist social media. It's too easy.
Well, and on the instructional side, there's a lot of guys that are out there teaching and coaching online and platforms and this. And like, for the mere mortal that doesn't know how to set up a camera and doesn't know how to do all that, like, yes, it's pretty hard. But like, we, Chase Hanna and I, who was playing in you know, in DP World Tour over in Europe. It's been, we've started doing it since January 1. It's pretty, been pretty damn efficient and effective. And his caddy's there talking. He's got an earbud in, the caddy's got one in, and I'm zoomed in, and they got the big buildings in the background, and it's pretty cool to see.
Really?
I mean, it's awesome.
That's cool, and, right? I mean, what's the difference between you standing behind him? You're seeing the same thing.
The only difference is like a little bit of a personal touch or a little bit of a ball flight and where what I can and can't see. It's like watching it on TV. But I mean, I'm like, that was pure. I'm like, that was out of the heel. He's like, how'd you know? I'm like, I watch people hit golf balls. Like, I know.
Yeah.
So anyhow, it's pretty effective what technology, social, all that can help do for people and people's games.
All right. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, speaking of technology, you know, I'm a gimmick guy. I'm in my business, I'm always looking for the new app or the new way to do things. And I love little tricks and things like this. And of course now I'm, you know, Wardo, now that I've been working out, as you can see my body, right? It doesn't look that big there. It must be the shirt. I've been looking at some golf gimmicks because, you know, my problem is, you know, this elbow bends, I tend to flip it. But I think if I can just buy something for $6.99 online with probably a coupon code, I think I can get better. So I want your take on golf gadgets / gizmos that the average golfer should put. Don't give away the answer. Get rid of that smile if you want to know what Wardo's thinking. Come on back on the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town who have had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Limack, come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love, and we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay, and so the three things that separate you, number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Hi, this is George Brett, Hall of Fame baseball player, and I've been playing golf for over 35 years. Hitting the ball far was never my problem, but the closer I got to the greens, that's when my problems began. When I wanted a golf practice area in my backyard, I called Celebrity Greens. They are the industry leader in custom-built synthetic golf greens. These championship-caliber, low-maintenance greens roll great, react like real bent grass, and hold chip shots that check and spin. I absolutely love mine, not only in Kansas City, but also in Arizona. Call the pros at Celebrity Greens at 1-888-507-7960 or visit them online at celebritygreens.com. Practice like the pros or people like me that want to be pros right in your own backyard.
Hey, Brian Sullivan, Golf Underground, with a little tip for you. If you're looking to buy a new Ford, you have to check out my buddy, Jason Gudenkauf at Lewisburg Ford. They've been saving Midwest Ford buyers thousands of bucks for over 40 years. Because they do business the right way. They sell everything, check this out, for $50 over invoice. That's simple and cheap. And they win a lot of awards. In fact, they won Ford's President's Award 17 times. That's the top Ford award. And they only give it to dealers with superior customer satisfaction in sales and service. So they know how to take care of customers better than anybody. Now, what these guys know how to do also, keep this in mind, sell trucks. Lewisburg Ford has sold more F-150s than any other Ford dealership in greater Kansas City. That's 2 years running. And last year, they were the number one F-150 sales leader in the entire state of Kansas. So, no hassle. $50 over invoice pricing, unparalleled customer satisfaction, and a huge selection. That's a perfect recipe for selling trucks.
So check out all their inventory and prices online at lewisburgford.com or give them a call at 816-444-2300.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money. 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Welcome back, Golf Underground, Sully and Wardo. We're all by ourselves, lonely, just the two of us. George is gone, and he's
I've
off.
I've got two dogs here.
Yeah, you got two dogs. You got an alarm going off. I mean,
one of which is in trouble.
What'd she do?
Well, she's in this like end of the puppy phase where she likes to like chew or drag the rugs around the house. And so she got a little talking to earlier, and then I came back again. She did it again. So clearly she doesn't give two. I wasn't stern enough.
Isn't that kind of what you do to turtle around the house? I mean, you just sort of drag her around like that, same way, you know. So maybe there's a lesson to be learned here. Maybe that's
what the dog's doing is just paying it back,
modeling you.
Yeah.
All right. So hey, listen, before the commercial break, you know, we talked a little bit about had some good topics, right? We talked a little bit about that PGA show, where they talk typically about the golf swing. You said there was a lot of effort put on the mental part of the game, but the regular guy like me, and you know, Wardo, I'm certainly not your ideal golf stable candidate because it would mean I'd have to commit time, of which I have none. Mm-hmm. And so I would never make you satisfied as a golf coach because all I want is the Band-Aid quick fix, you know, and you hate people like me.
No, no, you know what? I'd rather accept the Band-Aid quick fix for what it is versus trying to change your, I think the first realization is you knowing that you don't have time. Okay.
Right.
Where all these other people roll in and they're like, well, I'm going to go from a 12 down to a 4. And I go, well, tell me about your practice habits. I don't hit balls. Okay. Tell me about how often you play. Twice a month, maybe once a month. Okay. And so how are you going to get better? So again, it's like one of these things where at least you're coming to the realization that you don't have time. So the Band-Aid quick fix or the smoke and mirrors stuff is the route you're going to go. So if you're going to engage with an instructor or somebody to help you, you're going to have to go that direction. You're not going to be a ball beater and not going to be out on the putting clock, which is a block from your house, grinding on some drills.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's true. But, you know, you can give me a couple things, right, which, you know, you did last year. And Charlie gave me a little something. And all I need is a couple quick things, which, of course, there's so many guys like me. And so what they do is they turn to the training aid, right? So, you know, in fact, I was online and I found this, you know, because tempo is a big deal, right? I think most people, I believe that you described it, like most people describe my swing as like a wet octopus falling out of a tree. And I didn't think it was a compliment at first. When you said that, you know, it just didn't feel like a compliment when you said it. And so my sense is there must have been, like, if you think of an octopus, there's a lot of shit going down, right? I mean, you got the arms going, you got the legs going, the head's getting, like, that's how I would perceive an octopus. So it took me a few days to realize, God damn it, that was not a compliment.
No, it was not.
That was an insult.
At the end of the day, what I tell my players is right here. If you can find the center of the face, you've got a chance. And that means Jim Furyk, there's a lot of stuff, moving parts there, but the guy can do that and find the center of the face. And, you know, back to the speed conversation, everybody wants to come in and prove speed, 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 speed. What's my club head speed? The realization is club head speed matters, but what matters most is, can you hit it in the middle of the face, for one? What are you launching the golf ball at off the driver, and what is your spin? If you can maximize those, especially if you're a sub 250 hitter, you've got a chance. Hit it in the middle of the face is hard. And people are like, well, why didn't that go anywhere? I go, well, did you hit it off the freaking shiny part of the heel? Yeah, how'd you know? And so find a way to get it in the middle of the face with your golf swing solely. That's my advice to you this year. Little compression, little middle of the face, and let's go. Maybe we can talk new equipment, but we tried last year and we didn't win. If we don't win, we don't buy. That's our policy.
It's true. Sinks would not sell me after going through 7 shafts, 5 heads, and a partridge in a pear. He's like, you're going to Pinehurst, up your ass. I'm not selling you a $400 driver. Get out. I'm like, yeah. Oh, come on. Sell me something. He's like, nope, get out of here. I'm like, all right, I'll go hit my 7-degree Titleist from 2018 whatever it was. But yeah, no, I'm going to shorten up. My whole thing is always to shorten up. But listen, I still go back to your wedding day, or the day before your wedding, when it was me and Pete Kay, former Kansas golf great.
Legend.
And on that course was you, great golfer. Colt Knost, great golfer. Yeah, Gary Woodland, great golfer. I've got a side bet going with Billy Jack and his partner. And all me and Pete Kay had to do, $500 bet, baby, was bring Billy the juice. Jack. And I threw a nice 78 in. So when the money matters, baby. All right, you can't stop competitive.
You're either a gamer, or you're not. And solely, you're a gamer.
Thank you.
But no, back to your training aid thing. Like, somebody emailed me or texted me the other day, like, "Hey, ABC Golf Course is gonna update their academy, and they want to know what training aids are good. Can you give me a list?" And I, having been a golf geek for a couple decades now, I can honestly say I have more training aids, and I've tried literally everything on the market. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking about buying a training aid, and I know a little bit about your personality, maybe a little bit about your golf swing, reach out. I will help save you some money, because those training aids usually sit in a corner and collect dust. I'm not trying to downplay training aids. We use them all the time in teaching, but I think you got to find something that fits what you're trying to accomplish with the golf swing. And then when you use it, you're going to use it again, and you're going to use it again, and you're going to use it again. It's not like, oh, well, here's another one. For example, the one I've been using for creating width and depth in my backswing, I've used since 2003, a similar model. It works. It works for me. It works for some of the players that are looking for that same look. There's some cool, really cool tech things out there right now.
I want to go back to that one, though. What does that aid get you to do? I just saw you, I know many people are listening right now. It's just audio only, but you extended there. Like, what are you trying to get at?
For example, you said you're going to shorten your golf swing. So the first thing for you, and knowing your game and your action, I would put on my, and I put it on you, my little right arm band. It looks like an arm brace that goes and doesn't let you fold your arm and get long.
Right.
So that's one, for example, of shortening the golf swing. There's another one, Sully, that actually, it's a watch. Brian or Mike Illig introduced it to me. It's a watch you wear on your left wrist, and it shocks you if you get too long.
No way.
It's actually incredible.
That's
cool. I haven't dove in deep on that. We bought one, and it's app based, so that's pretty neat. There's a couple other ones that are out there right now.
Hey. You're not going to get away with this. So it shocks you.
It shocks you.
I would be. Do you realize what my hair would look like at the end of a round? I'd look like Billy Idol.
You're gonna literally Illig brought it in. I go, this is actually genius
and legal.
Well, you can't play with it, but
legal. You're getting, so you're not shocking you too bad.
I mean, you're feeling it. You're ready. You are feeling it.
Oh my God.
So it's a great device, right? And then you've got there's so many out there, but I mean, at the end of the day, people's alignment sucks. People think they're aimed at the target. No one knows the concept of parallel left. No one knows how to aim. Everyone thinks they're a draw or the golf ball when they're actually not. And so again, it's how do you figure out what's best for you and grab a, there's a lot of training aids out there, but there's also, it's about simplifying your process at the end of the day.
Well, there's one I saw, it's called D-Wiz. And it,
that's the one.
That's the one. D-Wiz, I didn't know it shocks you. That's the one.
Yeah, before you go buy it, I'm going to save you $500 initially.
Do you own it?
Staves. You're going to book an appointment with Sinks, and you're going to grind on the D-Wiz and see if it works. We're going to put some video on you.
Yeah.
We're going to shock the shit out of you, and we're going to see if it works for your game. I swear to God, it's incredible.
That's fun. Is that funny? I just see. I'm so in the know about golf shit. I mean, I wish you gave me some credit. You know,
there's another one called what's it called? I haven't gotten deep on this one called Hack Motion. Measures wrist angles and all this stuff. It's pretty cool as well. But again, it's like you go back to all these great instructors that didn't have all this stuff. You're like, okay, well, this is great, but Randy Smith, who was just at this summit, you know, he doesn't even know what any
of this stuff is. Yes, but this goes back to almost that social media thinking. Why do I need this? Hey, if technology is allowing us to be a little more efficient and speeding up the time we learn, I know guys like you don't like to hear this, but if there's some like that, it's shocking. It's feedback. I remember I took a lesson years ago and I wasn't getting enough shoulder turn. And I forget where I was taking this lesson, but this little device beeped when I finally hit a shoulder turn, right? Which prevented me from being army. So just in the brain, it's triggering something. So I think technology can be good.
To be honest, that's probably why I grab it. When I started working with Chuck Cook in 2003, he's in Austin, Texas. He was one of the early adapters of technology. He's now 76 years old and he's a freaking badass. And he's more knowledgeable than anyone. Again, back, he didn't market his practice because he's just a good old boy from Texas. But at the end of the day, like, he is one of the top 10 instructors in the country/world, period, the end. And he's always been on the leading edge of all this technology stuff and experimenting or trying it on himself or having conversations with biomechanical guys. And again, I think, I can't remember who presented, but he basically said, like, look, these biomechanical guys are going to take over, and fitness and all this shit is going to take over our industry. And the guy said it 10 years ago at the show. It was Mike Malaska out of Arizona. He said it 10 years ago at the show, and everyone's like, crucified him. And sure enough, it's happened.
And meaning so meaning things like launch monitors. And
well, no, like think the physio, the biomechanical guy that knows anatomy and movement,
oh, okay.
Body yeah. motion and
like
all
our TPI
that.
Guy.
And so he's basically saying, like, look, there's something bigger and better out there versus, you know, us golf instructors standing on the range helping our guys. Like, there's ways to help people get better from a physio, a movement, a mobility standpoint, because again, this is a foreign motion for most people in their bodies.
Yeah.
And they can't get into a position so that they're trying to get in. So if they physically can't do it, and then you throw a golf ball in front of them, no chance.
Right. Do you feel people are more into working out now than ever? It seems like every guy I know,
golfer,
I'm in 50s, just in general, which, I mean, listen, most of the guys you and I know play golf, but I'm early, almost mid 50s, and I've never seen guys and gals more into being fit. Right, it's almost unacceptable to be the guy, you know, on the road and you're not going to the gym, right? You see the guy at the bar, you're like, hey, you know, almost. So I would think that people would be healthier, and as a result, you have more to work with to make them better. You're going to be a better golfer. My hope, honestly, because I've been working my ass off, you know, since October, my hope is that some way it's going to help me. Now, of course, the obvious would be, you know, where do I want to get more distance? But it's actually not that. You know, I just want a lower score. But are you seeing people more fit, or is it just me?
I'm seeing crazy amounts of incredible jumps on people with consistency in their routine. And I think with technology, maybe post-COVID, everybody might have an extra hour or two in their day because of less travel, commute, maybe more efficiencies. So, yeah, I would say for sure. And our guy, I mean, our person and our gal guy, they're just more serious about the game, or maybe their body. And that's the clientele that we're looking for. You know, the person that thinks it's easy, smoke and mirrors, yeah, sure, we'll try with you. But people that are bought into the process in terms of getting better, and this isn't about it. This isn't a cash grab. This is just us giving them the guidelines. Here you are. Here's the train tracks you're going to stay within. And if a guy says, I'm going to lose 50 pounds, and I laugh in his face and he says, and he winds up losing 80. That's just us giving him the framework and the platform. That's all on him and his performance, his diet, and us helping shepherd all of his activities. But at the end of the day, he's got to be the one that shows up.
So when fat guys show up, you don't kick them out?
No.
You like fat guys?
And also one of the biggest misconceptions I hear is, well, if I just lose this, and they kind of point to their belly, I'll hit it 10 yards further. And I go, actually, what if I told you I had a study that shows you it's the inverse?
Oh, it totally is. Look at Darren Clark.
It's not, it's case by case, but I can go line by line of tour pro down to weekend warriors. The guy that lost a shit pot of weight, he's lost speed sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think it's a movement thing, it's a mobility thing, it's an efficiency thing at the end of the day.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Having said that, you know, I may still be a 9.7 index awardo, but it's going to be my year. All right, listen, before we go, we can't get away without talking about the modern PGA Tour game of golf and the controversy that we call the LIV Tour versus the PGA Tour. And all the videos out this week were the Patrick Reed versus, in this corner, representing the PGA Tour from Northern Ireland, Rory McIlroy. And from Dubai / oil / keeping the women down, representing the LIV Tour is Patrick Reed. Now, Patrick Reed, there he is, right? He's on the tee box or on the practice range with old Rory. Now, what do you think? So Patrick Reed sends his attorney over to Rory's house on Christmas Eve and gives him a summons. A subpoena.
Again, I'm going to be dead ass honest here. This is me personally. I've watched less amount of golf since LIV, not because of LIV, but I've just watched less golf period since in the last 6-9 months than I ever have in my life.
Why?
So I don't know if I bought time back in all my days. I really enjoyed watching it. I did watch a little bit last night, but in following golf. But at the end of the day, I think it's gone a little far on terms of these guys. And I think Patrick Reed's clearly
whacked,
just way out of over his skis on all this and sending, you know, subpoenaing guys on Christmas Eve and blah, blah, blah over. Like, bro, go take your cash you're getting from LIV, finishing 19th, being a complete stain, and be done. You don't have to try to eke it out of everybody else or subpoena people. Like, come on.
Well, But what do you think? I'm just curious, when he's sitting there in the tee box, and again, he doesn't think like normal men. He's just, you know, he's just an idiot. And he knows he interrupted Christmas Eve, and he has the balls to walk a 15 yards down to Rory and shake the caddy's hand and expect Rory to be cordial to him. Like, who the what idiot? Like, you and I have met idiots over the years, but right. If a guy sent a lawyer to my house and then walked down to me and wanted to shake my hand, what guy do you know would be, hey, you know, happy? And by the way, here's what he said, Happy New Year. Like, it was like a little fuck you, right? What guy do you and I know would do that? And most of the guys I know growing up in Waterbury, Connecticut, would have just popped the guy. He would have been kicked out of the tournament.
To be honest, I don't know, because this is the first I've ever heard of something like this in terms of the subpoenaing on Christmas Eve. But, you know, it is what it is. It's Rory's great for the game, in my opinion. Patrick Reed's a great player. Give him that, whatever. But, you know, it's one thing that's kind of cool, and I meant to say this when you started talking about Rory. My guy, Chase Hanna, I haven't talked to him about this because I'm not bringing it up till the tournament's over, but he played a practice round with Rory this week.
No way.
So I think that's pretty cool. Like, all right, dude, you know, he's gaming it. There's some people were sending me pictures and all that, but I'm going to keep focusing on Chase, not, hey, tell me about Rory. Like, that's just what we're doing.
How did he get a practice round with Rory?
You know, on the tour, you just show up, and when the tee's clear, and it's just a wide open tee. So if you want to go off on a four ball with, you know, Rory and Chase Hanna and Graham McDowell and whomever, go. If you want to go off on two ball, go. If you want to go by yourself, go.
No shit.
So I'm guessing that's how that happened.
God, that's cool. So Chase is amongst listener. We just had a bull take a nice sip of our cocktails. What are you drinking over there, by the way?
I'm going with a little Classe Azul over my left shoulder.
Here. Do you have your wedding ring? Did you announce you're married? You can go ding, 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 ding. You know, you hit the top of it. You know, that's a nice. Yeah. So, all right. So you and I spent enough time. You know, Leanne Sullivan, she's cooking a little chicken stir fry tonight. You know, we're going to go easy on the calories. We're going to stay fit. Maybe someday we'll get back in the golf stable. It'd be easy, but this is awful. This is kind of simple. We got the camera set up. It's easy to go. You got the chandelier candles over there. You got this worked out pretty good. Why can't we get George doing this with us?
I'm enjoying my George break right now.
He's going to miss you so damn much. Right? He's going to come back like you get over. He's going to rub your belly like you. You're going to be his new London. His new
job. I mean, we'll see if I would like to see George at some point, but I'm enjoying my break right now.
Oh, attaboy. All right, well, listen, so remember, if Turtle's dad comes across some extra tickets, Brian and Leanne Sullivan can be found at the Loch Lloyd Country Club. You simply make one phone call and say, Sully, got a hell of a price for you, and I'll be sitting out there in 13 degree weather enjoying our Kansas City Chiefs kicking the ass of Joe Burrow, because I'm sick of that punk ass dressing freak thinking he's going to come into Arrowhead. It is not Burrowhead. The rednecks better be out.
He's going to get worked, and we're gonna have our little Joe Burrow cigar and their little stupid Houday chant. I'm done with them. Let's get this show out. Maybe Doc Pepis will listen to it and send a couple tickets your way.
Yeah, all right. Let's keep it in mind. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed it. You got some little insights from the man, Kevin Ward, and let's say a little prayer for old Patty Mahomes. And by this time next week, we'll be preparing for the Super Bowl, which you and I haven't talked about. We may or may not be going to Phoenix, which, having said that, you're going to have to get me some tickets into 16 at the Waste Management Open. So, hey, we'll see you next week. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.